Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. Welcome aboard. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I'm joined tonight by my high priestess, my partner, my love, Robin. How you doing, darling?
Oh, pretty good.
All right, pretty good.
Well, just a crazy evening here at my house.
Yeah, sorry, I'm away working, darling. I'm sorry.
Hey, nothing you can do, sweetheart. That's your thing, you know.
Yeah, it is. That's what we
gotta
work.
Do.
That's how we pay the bills and stuff like that. So.
Yep.
Anyway, we are also joined tonight by Nivasi.
Hello.
Hi, Niv.
Hey, Niv.
And we've got
I'm here.
Hello.
All right. We got,
hi, Shira.
Yeah. Yeah, Niv was having power issues over at home, so we got Shira and Vega joining us also.
Here we are.
The cast is here. All right. So everybody is with us, and tonight we're going to celebrate Mabon, the fall equinox. We're going to meet with the god and the goddess, as we always do at the Sabbath, and spend some time together. So I hope everybody's doing well. And, light your candle or incense, whatever it is that you're... that you do to help get yourself ready. And welcome to our people in the chat room that are also joining us and everyone who is listening around the globe, whether you're listening live or listening in the archives, understand that you're still fully participating tonight with us because time is but an illusion. And so we are all together here and now in this moment that is not a moment in a place that is not a place. So welcome all of you. And I believe we should probably go ahead and get this party started.
Okay. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe, who have come together in spirit to celebrate the equinox of fall. As we witness the harvest of grapes, nuts, apples and other late fruits, and the days grow shorter. The evenings become cooler with the hint of the coming fall on the breeze. Nature's bounty is ready to reap, and it is time to begin deciding what to put back for the winter to carry us through. Time to look at the herd and separate what we will overwinter and what to cull. It's a time to cut out the excess and become prepared for the changes ahead. The mother is now, excuse me, sorry, the mother is now becoming heavy with the new god in her belly. She preparing for the birth yet to come. The father is also preparing the way for the child to come and supporting the mother in her journey. As this is the autumnal equinox, we seek balance in what we will use now and what we will save for the future.
Now become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy in from the universe through the top of your head. Feel it entering the clear blue-white light of the universe, filling your head, stopping at your third eye. Feel the pressure building at your third eye. See the violet ball of spinning light, your third eye chakra, spinning and spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe fills your entire head, stopping at your throat chakra. And at your throat, see the ball of blue spinning light, spinning. Feel the blue-white energy of the universe filling you, putting pressure. Feel the pressure, see the ball of spinning blue light until it opens. The light of the universe fills the top of your chest, stopping at your heart. And at your heart you see a ball of green light spinning. Spinning, you feel the pressure of the light of the universe. Clear, blue, beautiful white light. Feel it building. Feel the pressure. See the ball of green light spinning until it opens. The light of the universe spills into you, stopping at your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, you see the ball of yellow light spinning, and you feel the pressure of the clear blue-white light of the universe filling you. Pressing against it, ball of spinning yellow light until it opens. And the light passes and fills you down to your second chakra. And there you see a ball of orange light spinning, spinning. You feel all of that light of the universe pushing against it. You see the ball of light spinning and then it opens. And it stops at your root chakra, where you see a ball of red light. Spinning, you feel your entire body full, clear, blue-white light of the universe pressing against your root chakra. You see the ball of red light spinning, spinning until it opens. And the light of the universe fills you down your legs, past your knees, down into your feet, all the way into your toes. You feel it as it fills your body, down your arms, into your hands, and into your fingers. And you raise your hands across the circle. And you feel the chakras in your palms open, and the light of the universe comes streaming out of your hands, connecting with all the people around the circle, You feel and see the light streaming from your body, connecting with the others around the circle across the globe. Everyone listening to my voice as we connect, as we create a web, the beautiful white light of the universe and a prism. All of the colors of all of our chakras as it blends. And that light surrounds us now, protecting this space and this time. For we are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we. We are connected by the light of the universe together, here, tonight, to honor our God.
You are comfortably warm. Your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this second harvest and day of balance. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art and surge forward on the path to new learning and living up to your potential. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this second harvest and day of balance. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, encouraging us to new adventures and the opening of our sensual selves. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome. Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this second harvest day of balance. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition, to look forward to with anticipation of things to come. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this harvest and day of balance. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful harvest in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance you gave. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
And
hail.
Welcome.
And welcome. Goddess of the earth, we call upon you in your form as mother of apple, nuts, and grapes. It is you who weaves the web and nurtures the home. You are the sustainer of family and community. We ask you to be with us this night. Guide us in this ritual of balance and celebration of the Mother's bounty. Show us a clear path forward, over the bridge, to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Aid us and sustain us as we partake of your bounty and sustenance. Great Mother, it is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
God of the universe and time, we call upon you in your form as sacred king. It is you who turns the wheel and protects the mother, the baby yet to come, and your home. You who sacrifices yourself to provide for family and community. We ask that you be with us this night. Guide us in this ritual of balance and celebration of the Mother's bounty. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Aid us and sustain us as we partake of the Mother's bounty and sustenance. Great King, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
And welcome.
Tonight we celebrate the Feast of Mabon.
Mabon, the vernal equinox, is a time of taking stock, of balancing the needs of the future with the needs of the now, of trying to divide the bounty fairly and provide for all. It is a time to join with friends and family and rejoice in the bounty of the fruits and the nuts of the mother and honor the coming sacrifice of her partner, the sacrificial king. We come together tonight to celebrate this harvest and the balance of dark and light. Tonight, we consider the gifts we have been given. We consider the bounty of mother and father. Tonight, we express our gratitude for all we receive. It is also time to recognize that we need balance in our lives. We are part of a great cycle. As we celebrate the harvest, we must consider our place in the chain and find our balance within it, which enables us to move forward, prepared and ready for the coming changes that the new season brings.
Night. We will participate in a guided meditation. We will seek a state of gratitude and join in a celebration of balance in an external harvest. We will witness the bounty of the Holy Tonight, we will embrace the joy, beauty, and endless bounty of the Holy Ones. Tonight, we will celebrate their gift to us.
Now find a comfortable position. If you haven't already and you choose to, light a candle, light some incense if you like. Close your eyes, relax, and breathe deeply. Breathe in and let it out. Second deep cleansing breath in. And let it out. Now as you sit there in your comfortable position, become aware of the rhythms of your body. Feel the blood as it moves through you. Feel your heart beating. Become aware of the rhythm of your breath and that innate rhythm that is you. And as you listen to the rhythms of your body, You begin to feel as if you are floating. Relax now in that floating sensation. Enjoy this feeling. Now become aware of your new surroundings. Circle of benches surrounding a compass on the ground in the center of the circle. 8 paths disappear into the tree. Tonight we take the western path. And as you walk, you become aware of the crispness in the air now. It is fall. Trees around you are beginning to have that bit of color. The reds and the yellows are mingling with the green of the leaves. The grass is high. And it rubs at your hands and your arms as you walk along the path. The sky is one of those incredible blues that you only get in the fall. And as you look at it, you see a puff of cloud as it moves across the sky. And a bird swirling on a little updraft, circling above you. After a few moments, you see a stone bridge ahead of you, crossing a creek. Step onto the bridge and stop at the top of the arch. Look down into the water. See it bubbling and splashing. Hear it as it gurgles across the rocks. Feel that mist and splash on your face, the cool water. As it splashes off the rock. And on the rail of the bridge, look for a moment and see all of the burdens that you carry. See them materialize there on the rail of the bridge. They may seem like boxes, packages tied up with ribbon or string. Could be a box of rocks. Whatever it is that symbolizes burden to you, see it there. Think about your burdens. Think about the things that you carry. All the things that weigh you down and take your energy from going forward. See them one by one as they appear on the bridge. You might even notice that there's more packages or rocks there than you realize. The goddess knows. And she's going to help take care of them for you. When you're sure that all of the burdens that you carry are represented, but all the packages, all the bundles, all the rocks are there on the rail of the bridge. Smile to yourself and push them in. Even if they splash into the water, see the water surround them and take them. Every last one of them is gone. They belong to the mother now, and she will care for them as she cares for you. You may get some back later, but know now that you enter the realm of the Holy Ones free. With all of your energy and all of your capacity focused on this moment. without burden. Now cross that little stone bridge and enter the forest. Again, see the forest around you and see the trees and the leaves are starting to thin. The reds and yellows and oranges starting to mingle with the green leaves. And as the path curves around slightly to the left, it opens into an orchard. And on either side of the path, you see orchards. You see apples and pears. You see people working at the harvest. Baskets on the ground. Apples and pears filling those baskets. Even placed into carts. And as one of the carts pulls away, you follow it. Your eyes follow it along the path. And you see it rising up a hill toward a small city. And on the slopes of that hill, you see vineyards and people working and harvesting the grapes. Now the next cart that pulls away, follow it. And as you follow the carts up the hill, past the grapevines, you start passing buildings as you enter the small village. Look inside. In one building, you see people preparing the fruit. See them preparing apples and pears for canning. You see people hard at work. You see preparations for the future and the work of the harvest. Smell. They're adding spices to the fruit to help preserve it. Warmth coming from the kitchen. The bustle of activity fills your ears. You can almost taste that apple pie kind of flavor in your mouth. As you walk along, you look into another building. And you see grapes being pressed for wine and for juice. Again, you can smell the juicy sweetness of the grapes. You can hear them as the press turns and the creak of the wheels. Everywhere around you, you see work and you see preparation. And as you step away from that window, you see people moving storage containers that you've been watching be filled. They're being put away for the winter. And you're reminded that however much we celebrate today, we must always keep back a bit and plan for the future. And it's good to remember at this time that these people represent only the slightest fraction of the vast number of people that it takes to get our food from the field and onto our table so that we can eat. And it's time to be grateful for all of that energy and all of those efforts. And as we feast, we should honor their memories and their thoughts and their energy. As you continue to pass through town, you see a large house at the end of the road. And you see a servant near the door beckoning you to come inside. When you enter the main hall, you see a table set with this variety of second harvest dishes, apples, nuts, grapes, pears. You see pitchers filled with clear water and pitchers filled with fresh fruit juices. You're seated at one end of the table. Dig in. Enjoy the feast. What foods do you see? What do you taste? What are the smells? There are other people at the table, and there's this cacophony of voices, all laughing and celebrating together. This is a room filled with love, a room filled with community and family. And then the voices die down and the eyes turn, and you look and you see a couple approach. It is the Father God and the Mother Goddess, very pregnant in her fullness. Have no preconceived notions about who they will be or how they will look. Let the God and the Goddess, the Father and the Mother, come to you tonight as is best for you, unique to you. They come and sit near you, and you talk. Talk about the future. Talk about the coming season. You talk about the preparations and what needs to be done and what needs to be kept back. The Father has been busy preparing for the new child and caring for the Mother. And she's busily preparing for the coming child as well. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to them as they speak about the future, as they speak about preparation, and as they speak about balance. Messages you receive may be in words, may be in symbols, or it may be simply a knowing. Whatever the message is, listen. You may understand it fully now, or you may need to meditate on it later. But whatever the message, know that it is important for you. You alone. And now, after a time of listening, the Father reaches under his cloak and pulls out a bag. And as he opens the bag, the top seems wider and wider and grows. And it's held out to you, reach inside. But then it is a gift for you, something to assist you. It is part of the message, and it is a gift and a tool. Now thank the goddess and the god for their message and for their gift. They each hug you and walk you to the door. Thank you. feel the love and the community swirl around you and fill you as they hug you and kiss you lightly on the cheek. And as you step down the stairs back toward the path, you look over your shoulder and see them smiling. The mother and father preparing for the birth. Walk down through the village, back down the hill, past the vineyard, through the orchard, and follow the path as it curves back into the trees. Return back across the bridge, across the field, and back to the benches. Sit for a moment and relax on the bench. Consider your message. Consider your gift. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back in your room, in your body. One, you feel your body in the room where you are sitting, where it is waiting for you. Two, you are getting heavier with the weight of your body. You feel its weight. Move your shoulders. Move your fingers and your toes. Feel your body as you slide back into it. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great Mother and Father, beloved ancestors, gathered elementals, we have witnessed the bounty of the earth and spoken with the Lord and Lady. Thank you for your blessings and gifts. Help us to understand and appreciate them and all the gifts we already have in our lives. Keep us on the right path, assist us and guide us. And most of all, help us to remember to always listen for your voice. For we know you are always with us. So mote it be.
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 Great Goddess of the Universe, Mother of fruits, nuts, and grapes, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us, and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Great Mother, it is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell. Great God of the Universe, Sacrificial King, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in our journey to find our balance. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Great King, It is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Beloved ancestors, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in the Feast of Gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen. For now, you are ever with us. We love, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will. Go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And now, brothers and sisters, the circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right, so as is our custom, we are going to play a short song, and then we're going to come back and talk about our experiences tonight. So stick around, everybody, get a little something to sip on, and collect your thoughts. We're only going to be just a couple of minutes, so stick around while we play Jenna Green's Dance With Me.
You walked in the pub, you'd had enough, such worry on your face, I could tell. Did I too drink and to stop you from thinking about your day of living hell? Well, the best of the play and the fiddler is playing the bar on time, so to steady. How I think it would feel and good to take my hand and move your feet. Stop pounding your bottle, the present tomorrow, let your heart be wild and free. Life is for living and love is for giving, so get on the floor and dance with me. Let the rhythm control you, the fiddle control you.
Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hour. And again, as is our custom, after ritual, we play a song, and then we come back and talk about our experiences. You know, the messages we receive, of course, no one's obligated to tell us, but if, you know, if it was something very private, they can keep it to themselves. But it is our custom to have a little conversation and share with our listeners, and anyone in the chat room that wants to share as well. Please let us know about your experiences tonight. And tonight we're going to start with Vega. How you doing, buddy?
Shira has evil laugh.
It's kind of neat. I've been doing a lot of thinking about balance and gratitude lately, and that was a really nice meditation that helped kind of bring a few of those ideas together for me.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, did you get any gift in particular or anything you can share with our listeners?
Well, the bag opened and I saw some pears. which we've been feasting on freshly picked pears that were given to me by a friend of mine. So it was just an echo of that and, you know, something more to be grateful for, that we have friends and we have harvest.
And sharing. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right, well, Shira, what about you?
Oh, this one was fun. Standing on the other side of the bridge was Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. And he's like one of my favorite characters. And he just was my escort the whole way to the temple. And when I went inside, the god and goddess, kind of like were king and queen, but you couldn't make out a face. What came out of the bag was a thimble. And I don't know, somewhere in there I think it's kind of saying you reap what you sow. And it's sort of like this. They're saying stop looking back and stop always looking forward. Look at now. Enjoy the now, the moment. What's going on right at this particular moment. So that's kind of what I came away with. And I got escorted back to the bridge, and Aragorn stayed on that side of the bridge. He didn't cross and just kind of sent me on my way. So it was very different. It was kind of neat.
Oh, very cool. All right, Niv, what about you?
I am definitely in a quote-unquote pool mode. I have some dear friends who joined in with this coven that we've started up. I am being blessed every single day. And the goddess looked miserable. Just looked miserable, and I felt sorry for her. Instead of taking the gift from the bag, I turned around and gave her a gift of comfort and he looked at me rather oddly, holding his bag. And so I reached in the bag and actually pulled out those caramelized pears, so I must be hungry. Because exactly what I saw. So I ate with the deity, so I'm good with that.
All right, very cool. And my lady, what about you?
Well, first I have to apologize for my voice. My voice has decided that it's going to do its own. It's got a mind of its own, so I apologize for that. That was a little distracting for me this evening. But the gifts that I received were gifts of not tangible things, but gifts of the concept that I am... And this is going to sound odd, but the concept that I'm doing a good job—I'm raising a daughter and doing a good job—and also all sort of had their approval in that regard, even though it's hard. There are days where it's harder than others, and if anybody who has had children knows that. So that was kind of a really nice validation tonight from the ritual that. Although I struggle sometimes, and I'm never quite sure if I actually am a good mom, it was nice to have that validation. That was how I felt.
Okay.
Awesome. But you are a good mom.
Yeah, very good.
Well, thanks. I have my moments.
We all do.
Now, you do a great job.
Thanks.
She's a remarkable young lady.
I got lucky.
Now she's going to be even better now that it's both of us. But, you know. Now that she has no chance at all.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Poor thing. We ask her the same questions in response to the same silly things that she does. We have the same answers in stereo when she asks a question. She can't pull anything over on one of us. And our favorite answer is, well, what did your mother say? Or what did daddy say? You know, and, you know, when in doubt, cop out, and that way we can talk about it before we have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works. It works. It buys mm-hmm. us time to get together and figure out what our, you know, what our unified answer is when we don't know right off. But anyway.
Yeah.
You are a great mother.
Oh, honey, thank you.
And, you know, she was a remarkable young lady when she and you guys got to me, and, you know, now we're just going to make her even better as a team.
Agreed.
And by the way, you're a great partner, too.
Oh. I wish I could believe that, but I know I'm not.
Of course. I waited my whole life for you.
I'm glad you think so.
Really? Well, for me, you are.
Thank you.
My feelings tonight were about gratitude and balance. About keeping our lives in balance. About work and fun. Not forgetting to play, to enjoy life. You know, we're putting stuff away for the future. We've got to always be looking for the next season. That doesn't mean we stop having fun. As I was describing to you guys what I was hearing and seeing and feeling, I tried not to feed too much to let people have their own experience, but I kept hearing laughter and the sheer joy of community coming together at the harvest. the men in the fields and the women that were preparing the food, and there were songs and laughter and giggle and just joy. And it is so often that we look at the tasks in front of us and it's, oh my gosh, oh bother, I've got to go mow the yard, or I've got to do it again. But I was reminded that there's joy in everything we do if we just look for it. And when we do it with other people, it's even more fun. And sharing in community and growing and living and loving together, that's the sense I came away from tonight with, was this community, laughing. Laughter, that's the sound that I kept hearing, is laughter. Not laughter at a joke, but laughter at the joy of life. So that's what I took. Was a reminder to balance love and life and happiness and work and joy and all of it in balance. Because none of it need be drudgery. You know, what was that from the Disney song, If We Whistle While We Work?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's always there. It's a choice we make. So, anyway, gosh, I mean, that's almost, I should probably have saved that for final thought. That was another one of those, I opened my mouth and the words start spilling out moments. Okay. Thanks to everybody. If you want to get in touch with any member of the ritual group here, any host, any member of management of the station, you can email surn.org@gmail.com. And we don't check that email every day, so try to, you know, give us a break. If you send an email and it takes us a couple of days to get to it, be easy on it. Put something in the subject line to help us know where the message is going. Let's see, you can also email Robin or I, at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can also check out the Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings, on Facebook. Robin, how does someone get in touch with you? What's your Facebook page and all that stuff? Let's hear your voice, or would you rather me say it tonight?
No, it's okay. My Facebook page is my name, Robin A. McKean, or Spiritual Wellness Physical Health. So you can reach me at either one of those. And again, you can also email me at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can also contact Terry and I if you're interested in having us come and do workshops or speak at an event. You can reach us at the littlestonebridge@gmail.com email address.
Okay. Let's see. Also, there's a Facebook page for the station that is Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Finding me on Facebook. While there's only one Robin A. McKean, there are apparently a bunch of lucky guys that have the same name as I do. So when you look for Terry Power, look for the one, it says in North Copley, Pennsylvania, and it says something about the radio station. So that makes it a little easier to track me down or find me through my public figure page, that is Rev Terry Power HP. With all of the Facebook pages that we've mentioned, the Little Stone Bridge, Spiritual Unity Radio Network, and Rev Terry Power HP, when you go to those pages, like them. Click like, like us on Facebook. That helps us to know who's listening and what's going on, and also helps you to get announcements and such. And the last thing I think I forgot to mention was follow me on Twitter at RevTerryPowerHP. So I want to thank again all of our ritualists. We're becoming a tight-knit little working group. We all know our tasks, and everything just seems to flow.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is amazing because we're not focusing on what we're doing. We're just doing what we're doing, and we're focusing on the energy. And it's becoming palpable. Month in, month out, rituals all just come together, and it's pretty amazing. So I want to say thanks to all of you guys. Thanks.
Well,
to
as usual, it's
chatting.
Always awesome.
Thank you, darling. And you know the all the people in the chat room that participate, all the people that are listening live through all the other means that you can hear our station, and all the people listening in the archives. You are all here tonight in energy and in spirit, and we're honored that you shared our evening with us. My lady, did you have anything to add before we say goodnight?
No, just to reiterate what you said, that, you know, it's great that we have such a tight group here that comes every time, and we are truly developing our energy together, which is really nice. And I appreciate all you guys making the effort to get here every month. I know how hard life can be sometimes, and especially this evening, you know, thanking the gods for giving me power back. That was very helpful.
Yeah, very helpful.
Heroin.
All right, so as we depart tonight, I think I will remind you of those words that came spilling out a few minutes ago, and seek balance. Seek balance and remember to love life, to laugh often and share with community, and just be joyful. Don't forget to play. And with that, I'm going to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night.
Blessed be.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.